exposing the High Council of Teijita, answering questions. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 15, 2025. Today, I will answer the most common questions the public has about the recent events involving the arrest of all the former High Council of Teijita, questions my CIC personnel found on various social media platforms. Before I start, let me inform you that all these answers were carefully studied so as they do not interfere with the ongoing investigations, nor do they give hints to the criminals as to what or how we are operating. In other words, I am not saying too much. Another point is that much of the information that the Teijitan military intelligence is gathering, and which is being used as proof against the people who are involved, comes from highly sophisticated procedures and super high technology, which is not convenient to describe yet. So, I will jump right in with some of the questions. The first popular question is, how did the High Council members get to those positions? The answer, the exact how those Earth Cabal operatives got to high positions in the High Council is not fully understood yet. However, what we do know is that they were working with a much larger criminal organization which included Lyrian people trafficking. After infiltrating themselves inside the Teijitan society, and while still in hiding, they kidnapped young Teijitans, mostly females, targeting the ones that were living alone. Here I must state that the entire High Council on Teijita that was arrested some weeks ago is female. Not one man was found in there, which is interesting because it kind of smells like part of woke agendas on Earth. As the High Council was structured in the past, there have always been a more or less equal amount of men and women there, and today, with the new High Council we just placed in office, there are exactly 12 men and 12 women. After removing their victims from Teijita and taking them to Earth for exploitation, they took their names and identities, which they later used to participate in politics and gain political positions, while being supported by the first few who had already secured a place in the High Council or in the pre-councils. Once in power, they progressively replaced the former council members, and to make sure they would not return, they eliminated them, one by one, making their deaths look like accidents. As for the members of Teijitan society who knew the original people who went by those names, we can only speculate, but the criminals most likely targeted the victims who had less family, or none at all, and who were less known to all. Teijitans tend to isolate themselves, and to live far from one another, which makes them vulnerable to these kinds of hideous criminal actions. As for the whereabouts of the original kidnapped people who went by those names and who were taken to Earth for exploitation, we do not know where they are, and if they are alive or not, and this is one of the most complicated and difficult parts of this overall investigation. Second question. How did those members of the High Council and the 115 humans from the worst of the Cabal leave Earth? Answer. At this point in the investigations, we are certain that those Cabal operatives who took positions in the High Council travelled from Earth to Teijita in Alfreton transport and passenger vessels, which routinely move from several cultures in the M45 Pleiades star system to Alpha Centauri and back. This is no longer speculation, as we now have the passenger list of each one of those Alfreton vessels, with names, dates and all in detail, including how they boarded those ships, and it was using the Federation starport in Antarctica. This connects the takeover of Teijitan society directly to the Galactic Federation, as the Centauri Alfretans are their closest henchmen and workforce nowadays, although who is responsible for what is still under investigation. Yet as a consequence of this fact, All Alpha Centauri Alfreton spacecraft are being thoroughly inspected, searched, and investigated before they are allowed to land or space dock anywhere in all the planets of all the civilizations of the M45 Pleiades star cluster. This was decided by the Alcyone Council itself, and more information about this angle will be published in my upcoming Space News 62 report, as well as the expanded consequences and fallout of what is happening. Third question. Why wasn't there a frequency dissonance between the frequency of the planets of Teyigita and those of the Cabal? Could what happened be considered precisely the consequence of frequency dissonance? Answer. First of all, there had to be at least some frequency dissonance. Yet, remember that each person holds their own reality, so if those are from Earth, then they will take Earth's matrix with them, in all extents of the word, including the worst parts. Yet, while immersed in the frequency of another planet and society with its own matrix, then they would also be heavily influenced by it, by the action of the principle of dominant frequency, which states that the strongest one will tend to make all others more of itself. Yet, things don't stop there, as people, and in this case, entire positive societies, can also be a match for bad things if some part of their vibration becomes compatible. This is a perfect example of the ancient question, why do bad things happen to good people? So the Cabal members would import their own frequency, and then it would be in dissonance with the dominant one of Teyigita, so there would be some kind of tug of war between both of them. And in the end, yes, what is happening now is the result of a total incompatibility between the mentality matrix of those Cabal operatives and the one of the general population of Teyigita. They could only hold their evil frequency for so long before something changed. Perhaps even something small is enough, and started a chain reaction removing them from where they are not compatible. Fourth question. How did the members of the High Council remain in that position? Did the population not suspect anything of these actions? How did they allow the military to be so degraded? Are the Teyigitan people so submissive? Answer. The evil High Council members remained there because they were quite skilled at appearing normal, while they moved their pieces under the table. Teyigitans like to rely on themselves, and in any case on their lower, local councils to solve their problems and issues, therefore they had no reason to suspect anything really bad about those few in the High Council, who may have tasked whatever actions were necessary to the lower level local councils, using the very structure of the so-called Step Council holistic political system, at their advantage. The military was allowed to be degraded by a long action of brainwashing movements coming from the evil High Council in coordination with agendas of the Cabal of Earth, as they progressively imposed the idea that a strong military was not necessary in Teyigita, because positive cultures could use their high frequency as a defense mechanism, not to be compatible with any problems. The evil High Council imposed the idea that the military is bad and not compatible with loving positive star races like Pleiadians in general. This obviously with a clear influence of New Age ideas from Earth, and was weaponized against the Teyigitan population, all to weaken Teyigita's capacity to defend itself in case Earth Cabal military action was necessary, or one of the Galactic Federation, which is ultimately behind all this. Teyigitans are not submissive, on the contrary, they like to be independent, including of their own holistic government. The problem is that they can be very naive, as they cannot see how someone could possibly be so evil. They fall into thinking that if they wouldn't be capable of doing such wrong things, or any wrong things, then no one else would either. Teyigitans are too accustomed to their peace and order, as not much goes on in their planets, at least not compared to all that goes on Earth. They took their security for granted, and that was also used against them to weaken the military, as there was no need for them, none that they could see as a people. But things changed now, as my closest people and I are keeping them hyper-informed about everything that is going on, not only in Teyjita but on Earth as well, as we are inevitably connected as civilizations. Fifth question. What would have happened to those people if they had not been discovered? Would they have raised their frequency and adapted to society? Answer. If those people, the evil members of the High Council, hadn't been discovered, then that would mean that I was taken out, as my way of being is incompatible with them. I mean, I would have exposed them sooner or later, as the way I administer my roles and responsibilities as the Teyjetan Queen need their cooperation, and of the kind which they would not be willing to give, and that's why they lied to me so much, and as you all know, no one can sustain a lie for long. But for the sake of the question, if the evil High Council would have been allowed to proceed there, and in their positions, then they would have introduced more Earth Cabal people and operatives into Teyjetan society, changing and collapsing its society in their favor. And that is precisely what their plan was, to remove the Teyjetan monarchy, to impose one in their favor, and with both sides of Teyjetan politics under their control, their invasion would have been successful and would be completed in a very short time. I cannot stress enough how close they came to succeeding this time, as everything was in place, and all they needed was for me to die of their genetically engineered biological and astral weapons, and yes, I was very close to dying. Sixth question. If some of those members were Teyjetans, what did the Cabal promise them in exchange for the high treason they committed? Answer. Some were indeed Teyjetans, and what was promised to them remains unclear, yet all of them also had strong links to Earth, having lived and operated there, so my take is that the Cabal promised them places of power within that society, perhaps also off-planet, perhaps a lot of money as well. It is a possibility. This part remains unclear at this point, and it is under investigation. Seventh question. Why are relations not broken with the Federation? The relations are quite broken at this point, yet all this that is happening is high exopolitics, which is just more politics, and sometimes it is not convenient to break all relationships with the Galactic Federation, as things are not always black or white, because Teyjetan still has friends within that super large organization, because they can still be useful, as we still don't know how far or how deep this rabbit hole goes. Yet the relationship between the Galactic Federation and Teyjetan is quite fractured at this point, even more so with the entire Alcyon Council, especially since we all signed cooperation treaties with the super large and super powerful Irma Federation. The relationship between Teyjetan and all the members of the Pleiadian Alcyon Council with the Galactic Federation is tense and limited, but cordial and diplomatic, yet only as needed. Eighth question. What consequences are there or will there be concerning the Federation? Answer. We don't know yet, but chances are that there will be a larger diplomatic distancing between our side and the Federation, which also means more independence from its influence and imposed treaties, as well as norms. This is already happening, as the entire M45 and its Alcyon Council members, including Teyjetan, are cooperating more and more with Irma conglomerate members and sympathizers, and less with Federation civilizations. If there will be hostilities with the Galactic Federation or not, is still in the air, yet it is seen as highly improbable, because the dark side of the Federation prefers to use manipulation, treachery, and infiltration, rather than direct military confrontation, but we cannot be certain of that. As we are now under a full cooperation treaty with the Irma conglomerate, Even the powerful Galactic Federation will think twice about starting any military confrontation with us, as they know what the cats are capable of, because they are at least as powerful as the Galactic Federation itself, at least. Therefore, the Irma have become a great deterrent in our favor, and a great protection against military actions, of the direct type at least. Ninth question. What is the Irma system that will be used as karmic punishment for treacherous members of the High Council? Answer. The Irma are masters of the astral, and although I do not pretend to know how exactly they will karmically punish the evildoers, I do know that what they intend to do is they will make the criminals live what they cause to other people, forcing them to incarnate into their victims to relive what they caused, all in a timeless, non-linear manner, depending only on what they are focusing on at each time. This means that the severity of their crimes will be what dictates the strength of their punishment. They get what they have coming to them, not more and not less. The Irma will be their gatekeepers, so they cannot escape, and I mean on the astral and on the physical side. After a series of experiences which they must relive, and is also being said that they have to pay for their crimes 10 times fold, and this is kind of a well-known esoteric, astral law, not coming from the Irma, the criminals will no longer be the same as their soul would have changed completely. But that is for the ones who even have a soul, because others are nothing more than empty shells being used by all kinds of evil astral entities. In that case, they will simply be contained astrally, or destroyed as there is no soul there. The Irma state that many times they can even astrally track the evil entity that was working through an empty body container, and they can go for it, capture the entity or destroy it. The Irma are the ultimate astral warriors. End of questions. I will keep you informed. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.